Hey everyone, welcome back to the Booze and Bass Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is Madison. Today, we're doing our holiday special. We're going to be talking about the Abominable Snowman and Krampus. So without further ado, sit back, grab a drink, and let's get into it.
Alrighty, so I did some research on the Abominable Snowman.
Uh-oh.
Fun fact, I kept writing abdominal for quite some time.
Wow.
But, so if you don't know what the Abominable Snowman is, which is also known, the newer name for it is the Yeti. It's an ape-like creature, kind of resembles a man. Dark lore. So here's the thing that's weird. In all of the articles and stuff that I read about him, it says that he has dark hair, but, like, when I think of a Yeti, I think of, like...
A white version of Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, it's the folklore of the Himalayan people. The term Abominable Snowman was coined in 1921 by Lieutenant Colonel Charles Howard Barry, who led the British Mount Everest expedition. In a book, he found footprints, and he said they were probably caused by large loping gray wolves, which in the soft snow formed double tracks, rather like those of a barefooted man. With all of the interpretations of different languages and variations of, like, the snowman, filthy man, translated to the abominable snowman. Many people have since reported sightings. They've taken pictures of large footprints where they say that this is something that's not human, but it's close to human. Other people think that it's just other animals. is rumored to live in the mountains of Asia. They basically are comparing it. It's like Asia's Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It's similar to Bigfoot, but apparently it's supposed to be a little shorter, about 6 foot.
Short king.
Short king, which is fine. We stan. As soon as the Western culture became interested, they started traveling over to Asia to try to find this guy. And there's been no hard evidence. Russia even tried, like, as recently as, like, 2007 or something, wanted to try to find the Yeti. And they couldn't find him.
I was going to say, how did that go for him?
It was inconclusive. They didn't find anything. In 2013, Oxford geneticist. Yikes.
All right, next time I'll be reading.
No, I know. I have trouble with words every single time. Geneticist Brian Sykes asked for samples that everybody had. Anybody that he said, hey, hear ye, if you have some Yeti samples, send them my way. I want to see. He compared it to a bunch of animal samples, and He claimed that one of them was 100% matched to a specific type of polar bear that, like, the jawbone.
Okay.
Who lived 120,000 years ago. But that same sample was tested by other groups, and they said that it was a brown bear. So they were they're unclear of what is the origin of the Yeti. However, what?
However what? I thought that was the end of the story, and then you're like, however. I was like, whoa.
No, like, however, like, they're still looking into it, though. Like, every couple...
2022, there's...
Yeah, literally every... Like, the most recent article, I think, was, like, from 2020. But it's, like, every couple years, they have, like, someone who's randomly like, nah, this is the marking of the Yeti. I bet. And then someone else tries to, like...
Like a footprint or something?
Either a footprint or, like, there was a while they were trying to say it was called, like, a Yeti tree. Where, like, they were saying that the Yetis lived in, like, a nest that they twined together with, like, tree trunks. But, like, the places that they found those were kind of, like, off of, like, a main populated area that, like, if they actually did live there, people would probably know. So... It's stuff like that just keeps getting, like, disproven.
You know what's so funny about that? I was kind of a believer in Bigfoot and the Yeti.
Okay.
After hearing that...
Don't believe it at all?
Absolutely not.
So, you know what's funny? Me too. And I was like, oh, they're definitely real. And then I was reading this. I'm like, this is the evidence we have?
I'm like, this is kind of ass, actually.
Some brown bear fur?
No, I remember watching, like, some Animal Planet shows and everything and, like, just different, like, little documentaries about it. It's like, I think, okay, like, this could actually be real.
I think Bigfoot's real.
But not its long-lost white brother?
No.
Yeti?
No.
Oh.
Just because I feel like Bigfoot, there's been more sightings. They don't have, like,
can you
all
pull up the Bigfoot information so we can see how, like, bad it sounds?
What do you mean, how bad it sounds?
If it sounds good or bad. Like, if there's some good evidence behind of it.
Because I feel like for the Yeti, all of their evidence is like, oh, I took a picture of two dark figures walking like miles away or something crazy. And I'm like, that just doesn't seem like, okay, well, maybe here, right here.
That's Bigfoot.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. No, maybe what happened, maybe they don't like to be, you know, seen. So maybe 2020 when COVID was happening and everyone was inside, you know how you started seeing more populated. That's how big my foot is. Like, I don't. I could have stepped in the mud.
It was measured to be 17.75 inches.
Almost there. 5 inches off.
No.
Anywho, maybe when everyone was inside, you know how all the animals started coming out during COVID?
Yeah.
Maybe Bigfoot came out of hiding, or the Yeti, I guess, and then went back in once people started coming back out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Or not, you know. It's whatever.
Because, like,
there was a whole show on Animal Planet.
Called what?
Finding Bigfoot or something like that. Like, I don't know how that, like, show was on air for, I remember, seasons. Years. How they got the funding for that is beyond me. But, like, that's something I want to do. I want to go find Bigfoot. After hearing that, I want to go find the Yeti. After hearing that, I can get paid for finding a non-existing creature.
No, really, because I just looked up, like, Bigfoot stuff, and it's, like, they have, like, sightings and, like, pictures, but all of, like, the stuff they're testing, like, the fur, they're, like, dogs, horses, wolves. Like, they're not, like...
They have that ride up for,
because
Animal Kingdom.
Technically, Bigfoot, like, some people think they're different, other people think that it's just, like, a folklore thing that, like, they're called the Yetis in, like, the Himalayan culture. And then, like, here they're called he's just called Bigfoot.
Yeah.
But Sasquatch, some people think that they're different.
No, they're okay. I will say there's a part of me that believes that with any, like, cryptid, I guess, like, Loch Ness Monster or, like, Bigfoot, anything like that, I do believe, you know, back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth, there might have been, like, a Bigfoot kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, like a giant ape. Like, I do believe that. That it's, now that it survived all the way up until 2022.
See.
Kind of hard to believe.
Hard to believe, but not impossible.
Not impossible. That's why it's like, I kind of did believe.
The Megalodon.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the Megalodon was real. I will say that.
The Megalodon was real.
But if, like, it exists hard to now.
Believe, hard to believe, but not impossible.
Exactly. Like, I definitely believe some of this stuff, like, Loch Ness Monster definitely could have been alive. Like, that type of species or whatever. Yeah. With the dinosaurs. But now, I don't know. You know, alligators, they lived. They're still here. Birds. They survived.
Not all birds.
Okay. Alligators. Crocodiles. You know, sharks, they're still here. So it's kind of like, you know, okay, those things survived. Maybe these, like, things could be hiding. You know, whatever. You know... It's a touchy subject.
I feel like it would have to... Like, I get it that it's in the mountains, because obviously that's not, like, a... Like, humans aren't commonly there. It's not like it's, like, oh, there's Bigfoot.
I hate people, man.
I cannot stand that they're playing music so loud.
It's literally... If it was, like, Metro Boomin's album, I would give him a pass. But, like, since it's not...
It's more so the fact that it's literally in a place with a... Starbucks, a family barbecue joint, and You fed.
It's like, thank God he turned off the car. I was like, why are you sitting there with the car? Like, go into the gym, bro. Work out. What are you doing?
The grind never stops.
Apparently.
But it's not like you're seeing, like, a Bigfoot sighting in, like, the middle of Tampa. Like, it's places that imagine? People really
Lake Park?
Aren't in. Silly. Trader Joe's.
He's getting his little trail mix.
Ray J.
Oh, he's there for the Taylor Swift.
No, concert. Could you imagine?
Going to a Lightning game. Well, after hearing that, I will say Krampus is kind of like the same, but Krampus is more folklore.
Yeah.
So, for instance, Krampus was derived from like Northern Europe, Germany, Austria kind of area. Basically, you may think Krampus is like a bad person, but it's really... He wasn't good or bad. He is basically just there for, like, to scare kids. You know? Like, your parent would be like, oh, make sure you're good, or Krampus can come after you, take your bones.
So, like, take your Achilles.
No, like, that's basically what he was used for.
Yeah.
Not real. Thank God, because the pictures of him are quite terrifying, actually. He's, like, he's this big, like, 10-foot tall.
Oh,
like,
absolutely not.
Like 7 to 10 foot tall, like goat looking, demon looking person with horns. He has hooves for feet. He wears like a Santa Claus like outfit.
Oh, so he's cosplaying.
He's kind of cosplaying, yeah. He's basically to like impersonate Santa. So Santa will give you the good stuff. Krampus will take you away.
Take it away.
No, he'll take you away. Oh. So that was a good way to like for parents to kind of like keep their kids in check and everything like that. But Krampus did kind of, you know, pass their traditions to, like, the U.S. and different parts of the world. Obviously, we don't tell our kids or, I mean, I don't have any kids, but we don't tell anyone here about Krampus. We just say we're going to give him a lump of coal, maybe a smack on the wrist or whatever. But as of 1932, I think they stopped. They kind of outlawed Krampus.
Like, so, like, outlawed, like, talking about him?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, families could still, like, use them as, like, a metaphor or whatever, but publicly, like,
why?
They couldn't. I think it was just for, like, mass, like, hysteria, like, just people believing in it and everything. Because, like, back in, like the 1900s, how we talked about ghosts, where it's, like, people didn't have, like, phones or anything to keep them distracted.
Yeah, so they were just kind of, like, wow.
People were probably, like, damn, there's this Krampus,
there's a,
dude.
There is a goat.
There's this thing haunting me right now if I'm not good. So... pretty much that is like the story of Krampus. He usually, like I said, he's usually hairy, brown or black, cloven hooves, horns like a goat, and then he has a long tongue. That
oh, absolutely.
That's another
not.
Thing. His like tongue comes out and it's like forked like a snake. So he's like, it kind of resembles like the devil, and like Santa kind of resembles like God. So it, you know, it kind of plays into like a role of like religion too. And I know the origin of Krampus is kind of iffy because of, like, the religion aspect. They're not sure, like, who kind of came up with the origin.
Probably the Catholics.
Yeah. Well, there was, like, some mention of, like, Catholic, Christian, and, like, pagan kind of ideas. But other than that, he's kind of old, and they have no idea where he came from.
Who do you think would win in a fight?
The Abominable Snowman or Krampus?
Yeah.
Krampus.
Damn. You ain't gonna give my boy yet
no,
a try.
No, I'm giving my boy Krampus a leg up.
Damn. Alright. That's fair.
But they said apparently back in the day, if you were good, they'd give you like fruits. Like oranges and like strawberries and just other type of fruits like that. Which as a kid, I'm like, no, okay. I want like a new razor scooter. What are you talking about?
No, really.
But if you're bad and Krampus comes after you, he'll take you and give you birch branches. And he'll also hit you.
With the birch branch?
Mm-hmm. He'll basically just harass you. Maybe harm you quite a bit. Personally, for me, if I was told this as a kid, I'd behave. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I feel like it's one of those things where like as an adult, you're like, oh, that's silly. But as a kid, I'm like, if my parents told me, hey, a 10-foot tall goat man is going to come get you in your sleep if you don't do these dishes, I'd be like, oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for me, I wonder when they, like, kind of, like, if it's like, oh, like, if they're marching, they're like, make sure you're good, because Krampus is coming. Or if it's, like, only, like, a seasonal kind of thing.
I feel like it's probably, like, the same with, like, Santa. Like, I feel like parents only start using Santa as, like, a, oh, you better be nice, or, you know, Santa's not going to get you anything. Like, probably starting around October.
Because I was going to say, like, in the middle of summer, if they're like, yeah, Santa's not going to get you, I'm like, I don't care. Like,
I don't care. Tell them to square up in December then.
Yeah, like.
Because I feel like after Halloween is when it starts to be like, you know, Santa's coming soon. Especially December. December's when it goes full swing of hay.
Unless you're in Florida.
Do that laundry, or Santa is actually going to throw the coal at you right in the head.
Damn.
Some parents are vicious. Oh. But. Are you okay?
I was going to burp, but I was like, should I? And then I just had to. But I think the thing that, like, kind of fools kids is, like, they, because he dresses up like Santa, they're like, oh, Santa's here. Nah.
Nah, it's your boy.
It's Krampus. And we'll post a picture of what he looks like. Kind of, like, how he looked like back in the day compared to now and, like, movies and everything.
Because, oh, yeah, because they did make scary movies, right?
Yeah, they made a couple. One in 2015 called Krampus.
Yes. I think they made a second one, too.
Mission Enough.
Oh. He looks terrifying.
Yeah, it says, he carries rootin' bundle or birch rods to whip those who have misbehaved and chains to bind them, who have strayed from the straight and narrow path.
He seems kind of like a snitch.
He's an op, you said?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. No, you know who's the op? The parents for telling Krampus.
But why? I bet you feel real silly when your kid gets whisked away in the middle of the night.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if Krampus was real, honestly, don't even know, like, what would happen. Like, a lot of these things, like Abominable Snowman, Krampus, how would the world react if they were real?
I don't know. I feel like, because, like, the Abominable Snowman doesn't seem harmful.
Unless, like, you're looking for it?
Not even, though. I feel like even if you saw him,
you think he's going to dab you up?
No, I feel like he would just ignore you. Like, it'd be one of those things where he'd kind of just walk by. If you were harassing him, I feel like he would just kind of, like, throw you off to the side and be like, eh, business as usual, and keep it going. Whereas, like, Krampus, I feel like is trying to, like, snatch you and, like, make sure you know who it is. More evil. The vibes are different.
I do think,
okay. Do not measure things by vibes.
No, I just don't think the Abominable Snowman, I think he's going to act like any other animal and, like, kill you if you're, like, invading his, like, territory, you know what I'm saying? Krampus, just malicious intent, there to take you. But, like I said, he's not good or bad. He's kind of like an anti-hero, like
Taylor Swift.
You know, like, I hated that. But, like, he's not good because he doesn't give you presents. But also, like, he's technically not bad.
Because how?
Because he's been told to, like, get you. You know what I'm saying?
By who?
Because he's, like, okay, by the parents. The parents are like, hey, come get my kid. Bro, this kid's acting up. I want to get rid of him.
Damn. Imagine finding out that your parents just gave you to Krampus.
I'd be like, I deserved it. You gotta like, realize at that point that you kind of, like, damn, if I really got taken by Krampus.
So you're telling me you're 8 years old and you're going to come to that moral realization?
Maybe.
C'est no. Possible. Yeah. Who?
C'est possible. Be like, yeah, I,
You study abroad once and you just use in all types of languages?
Just, why do we bring this up every single every single time?
Because you're, like, the stereotypical, like, well, when I studied abroad.
All right, we're into the podcast now. I'm going to have to, I might be in jail next episode, but,
I'll send Krampus to get to bust you out.
I'm trying to think, like, what else, like, I know Krampus kind of falls into the lore with, like, leprechauns and stuff like that.
Yeah, but leprechauns,
because leprechauns aren't good, but they're not evil. But I mean, they kind of are evil.
I feel like they're not, they're only evil in the scary movie. I feel like every other thing is like, see, it's like good luck.
Leprechaun?
I think so.
Until they messed up my second grade classroom. We'll never forgive the leprechauns for that.
Yeah, no, that was not ideal. They did not put their best foot forward.
I remember, you know, it was really sad. I remember my parents on like St. Patrick's Day, before I would wake up, they'd write on my mirror like something.
Oh, that's funny.
To make it seem like a leprechaun was like in my room, and they like mess up my room a little bit.
How old were you when they stopped? You said they have it.
They have it. So at this point, I think they're real. No, I don't know what age. I mean, they didn't do it like every year. They did it like a couple times, but I think maybe like that's the good ripe age of 10, maybe younger, 5. I have no clue. I literally have no clue of like, or like perception of like time. Like, I cannot remember. We had this conversation. Probably developing dementia. Alzheimer's.
Yeah,
22 years old, so.
It's tough.
Who knows if I'm going to remember what I said earlier. I'm going to say something really controversial, and then.
What do you think the difference is between, like, something like Krampus that's, like, kind of like a folklore versus, like, oh, they're going to come take you if you're bad versus, like, Bloody Mary that you're just kind of, like, summoning because you say their name?
I think, well, here's the thing. I think with Krampus and, like, all that kind of stuff, it's more of, like, a kid thing. Like, as an adult.
Bloody Mary?
No.
Is also a kid thing, though.
Yeah, but I think.
He said, if you say Bloody Mary, on God,
this mirror, right?
On God.
No, what I'm saying is that I think because Bloody Mary is more of, like, a spirit, it's more, people believe spirits more than, like, Santa Claus or Krampus or something like that. So Bloody Mary is like more plausible for like an adult if you believe in spirits and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But like Krampus, dude's just there to take kids. As an adult, you have nothing
to worry. Dude's just there to take kids.
You have no like worry because you're not. I can beat up Krampus, to be completely honest. Brandy, okay. No, don't say anything.
No, Brandy is probably going to be on my side that you can beat up Krampus by yourself. Don't bring any of us into it. Because here's the thing. You're going to get too cocky one day. And you're going to be, like, square enough with, like, Krampus. And he's going to be like, wait, let me get my friends. It's going to be Robert the Doll. Robert the Doll, Sally. It's going to be a whole slew of them.
Episode 5 of coming talking about Robert the Doll and Sally.
Coming for your Achilles.
Mm-mm.
The Yeti, too.
No, Yeti's on my side, actually.
No, sweetie.
They can all get it. I don't care.
You said, per my fitness journey, they can all
get it. They better get me
smoked.
Now before I'm fucking jacked. That's all I said.
It's going to be like Creed, but just so with Krampus.
Yeah, get him in the ring. Oh my gosh.
How far do you think you would get if you were fighting, like, a cryptid of some sort?
It depends which one.
Okay.
Because they're all different, you know what I'm saying?
I just safely assume I probably couldn't take any of them.
I'm pretty sure there's one I could take.
Which one?
One of them. There's got to be one. Anywho, you get me in the water, probably gonna take down Nessie.
Not Nessie.
You give me wings? I can probably beat the fuck out of Mothman.
Is he a cryptid?
What else would he be?
a moth? I don't know. I feel like he's different. He's built different. I feel like he's built
actually,
different.
High key. I can take down Mothman.
We just hear a swoop over your car.
The car just gets picked up. Like, oh, hey.
I've never completely seen Mothman.
Oh, that's the next podcast right there. Actually, no, it's not. We got like 5.
I was like, we've got like 8.
We got like 5 lined up. Nah, Mothman's coming, though. I watched, there's a thing called Lost Tapes on Animal Planet. And the best time to watch those is at like 2 or 3 in the morning when you're really scared. And those get you, like, because it's, like, they make it seem like it's real footage.
Oh.
You know, of, like, Mothman and all that. And so, I think, that was, like, the scariest one, I think. There's also, like, the cave demons and all that. That were pretty scary. If anybody's watched Lost Tapes out there, you know.
What's on?
It was on Animal Planet. I think you can, like, watch them on YouTube now. But if you know, like, the level of, like, scared you were when you watched that at night. Because they did one on, like, Mothman. They did it on, like, the Jersey Devil. The cave demons or whatever. Basically every cryptid. Skinwalkers. All of that. And they got my ass.
They got me good.
If those cryptids are like how they are in Lost Tapes, I can't take any of them. But if they're how I imagine them, I can definitely take them.
I feel like you imagine Mothman just kind of like walking up to you and getting into like hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah.
And like the same thing with like a Yeti and like Krampus.
I can't take the Yeti.
See?
Yeti's too scary.
But you could take Krampus?
I could take Krampus. Just get his horns and start...
start shaking him around?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just throw kids at him?
Yeah, actually, that's a good distraction. Him. No, because he's going to come at me with these, like, this birch branch.
Yeah, but I don't even know what that does.
You know what I'm going to come at him with? Machete. See how he likes that. That birch branch going to hit me? I'm going to be like, oh.
A wood chipper.
Throw him in a wood chipper.
Either throw him or come at him with one, either one.
I don't think wood chippers are that...
You drive one.
Portable. As easily portable as you're making it seem.
Yeah, you drive one.
Do you know what a wood chipper is?
I do. Can you drive one?
Alright.
If you attach it to something, anything is possible if you just believe.
Man, I wish I had that type of mindset.
It is what it is.
Holy shit. No. Anywho, throw me a cryptid. I could take him. Krampus does look scary. You know, that's debatable. It's like a game time decision whether I can take him or not. I know I said I could take him earlier, but game time decision now. Mothman, let him come at me. I can take him. I think that's it. I can't remember any other cryptids.
Like a skinwalker and stuff?
Oh, skinwalker, no. I'm done.
Because skinwalkers only reside in places that they know, like, well. Like forests.
That's what I'm saying. Stuff. And you know how they say your name and everything to get you, like, to lure you?
Oh, I would die.
I would literally be a dumbass and be like, hey, what's up?
I know.
Hey, I'm coming. You need help?
You
okay.
Say, Tyler?
Hey. Tyler, that's you? Okay, I'm coming, dog.
Really?
Tyler's not even on the trip with me.
No, really.
I'm like, hey, how'd you fly here?
That would be me, though. Like, if I heard, like, Burris's voice or, like, Kate's voice, I'd be like, oh, they're surprising me? Yeah, I'm the first one dead in any situation.
You like to think that you're, like, the main character. You have that main character energy. I think in, like, a zombie apocalypse, like, slasher movie, I'm the first one dead. You feel me?
Why?
Because I'm gonna do something dumb.
It's because you think you can take... You're the guy that, like... gets up with, like, a stick and is like, come at me, motherfucker! Boom! And they get taken out within the first couple credit scenes.
Yeah, like, I would like to have that mindset of, like, oh, I'm gonna be the hero, like, I'm gonna let all my friends go and I'm gonna, like, stick around and, like, defend them, like, so they can get away. Yeah.
What be that's you? Like,
well, like, that's, like, my mindset and that's, like, how I would, like, act. And then, like, that's how I die, pretty much, is that I would, like, not go with them.
Hmm.
Listen, I'm not going to throw any shoes at him.
You should. That's what the safety video says. Well, thank you for joining us on our little impromptu holiday special. Happy holidays, everyone. Make sure to follow us on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts. And we will see you next time. Bye.